Blog Talk Radio.
First, I'm gonna show you the dance, then I'm gonna get back to this rap. No.
I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly. Going at it. You know what I'm saying? People hate it. Cameron pointing his finger.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. I hope everybody's having a great day and that everything is going well for you and well for your life as a whole. Today's show is on a little bit of a different twist, a little bit something different from what we've been doing. However, the general topic is pretty much the same. Every time that we talk, we like to try to talk about positive things and also about enlightenment, developing yourself, developing your finance, developing your understanding of not only other people, but of yourself. But, of course, the most important thing that you need to understand is yourself. And that is probably the hardest thing that you're ever going to do, which is trying to understand why we do the things that we do. Now, please understand that when we have the shows and when we talk, we know, and I definitely know, that I am not perfect and that I make just as many mistakes as everybody else. And sometimes when we do the show, these shows, it's not just a learning experience for you or an awakening for you. It's also a very much an awakening for me because I learn different things, too, as I do the shows and as I move forward and as I do research and as I deal with people and as I get comments and all the other processes. As somebody told me a while back, Mr. Brown and other people, too, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And how we get there is just as important as us getting there. So today we're going to talk about a subject that's really been kind of getting, it's been interesting. You know, it's been interesting watching other people, listening to other people's understanding of it, and seeing how other people develop and grow through the use of them trying to understand themselves. So the topic is, whose life is it? Anyway, is it your life? Is it somebody else's life? Are you going to sit back and let somebody dictate what's supposed to happen to you or have so much control over your life? And here's the weird thing. The control, in some cases, is not even consciously given. It's unconsciously given to people that we feel we trust or we feel we should be able to trust or we feel won't let us down or will do the things that we need that need to be done. Well, despite their intentions and sometimes despite your own intentions, that doesn't really happen. Sometimes the people who you may put your faith in, they're just as confused and in some cases maybe more confused than we are. So that would mean that we're working on that theory I believe I've heard before, or that comment, the blind leading the blind. It looks like that's the path that most of us are on. So that's a path that leads to what? Definite destruction, definite failure, and definitely a situation where you're not going to get out of what you're not going to get what you put in out. And in some cases, if you're putting in negativity, if you're putting in a non-positive state of mind and state of being, then you're going to get what you want out of it, or you're putting into it, which is negativity, non-productivity, and failing. None of us wants to fail, ladies and gentlemen. However, most of us seem to plan, plot, and come up with ingenious ways to fail, to not reach our goals, to not get the things that we need to get, to not move forward in our lives. Now, I am guilty of this just like everybody else, okay? I have a mindset that I'm going to do what I need to do to get done what I need to get done. Guys, understand, most ladies will not understand that particular concept. And for you ladies that are the ladies that are going to get this done, you're going to make it to this next grade. You're going to do what you need to do with character, honor, distinction, and self-respect, mind you, that you're going to do what you need to do. And in those cases, your guy may not understand why you did what you did or why you're doing what you're doing. Now, of course, when I talk about doing the things that you need to do to move forward, and I talk about developing your life and growing, you both, if you're in a relationship, you both have to be on the same sheet of music. And that sheet of music doesn't matter if you're married or if you're not married. You both need to be on the same sheet of music. You both need to be singing the same song, not a similar song, the same song. What I'm finding in most people is that they're not singing the same song. Part of it is the person that's writing the lyrics are changing the music. So if you're changing the music, then it's going to be really hard for somebody to sing the same song with you. However, a lot of times, too, that's not the case. And a lot of times, again, it's our perception as to what song it is that we're singing and what song or message it is that we're presenting. So for all of us, what I'd like everybody to do is step back, reevaluate whatever it is that you're doing, and see if it's consistent with what you're doing. If it's not consistent with what you're doing, then you have a problem. Here's the news flash. Now that you know you have a problem, now you know what you need to correct. However, same. If you're a person that's seeing the music, yet you're singing a different tune or a different pace, a different tempo, you're changing the background music, whatever it is, you're not on the same sheet as the other person either. So you are aiding and abetting in that particular failure. And let me also bring this to you. The fact that a person did something that you didn't necessarily, that you didn't necessarily believe in, so by default you helped them fail, guess what? You helped both of you fail. You've helped both of you trip up. Okay? If I don't put an I on a T and you're supposed to be my partner, the person I depend on, the person that I care about, the person that's going to get to the top of the hill with me so that we can look down and survey all of the things that we have conquered, then you're cutting yourself off, or you're cutting your own throat when you don't say, hey, in a tactful, courteous way, you needed to dot that I. I dotted it for you. Thank you. Let's move on. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to work together. We need to figure out a way, whatever way it is for you, because for every individual, it's a little different. For every group, every body, it's a certain way or a certain type of way that things need to be presented so that everybody is hearing it and nobody is offended, hurt, disrespected, or any of the above. Also, if you've got a person that has certain little idiosyncrasies, not that they have certain little idiosyncrasies just towards you. If they have certain little idiosyncrasies towards everybody, please stop trying to make it like it's only towards you. You know, I was watching a show a long time ago, and the guy said, you know, the lady was saying, well, you or guy or lady was saying that you treat me really bad. And the guy made a very valid point. He said, is it that I treat you bad, or is it that I treat everybody the same? That's a huge difference. That's a huge distinction. If I treat everybody the same, okay, if I talk to everybody a certain way, then that means when I talk to you a certain way, and I'm not saying me specifically, I'm saying in general, then that would mean that that's the way I deal with everybody. That's the way I grew up. That's the way I interact. However, you, knowing me, know that in advance. So why would you take something personal that you know isn't personal, especially if we have a relationship or you have a relationship with your significant other that is positive, that has been going on for years, that has been relatively, of course, there's always ups and downs, harmonious. Evidently, that particular gesture, comment, phraseology, whatever it was, wasn't directed at you in a derogatory or meaning to be a hurtful way. So we need to move forward. Ladies, gentlemen, and I'm talking to both sexes now, The person next to you does not need your approval to take their life to the next step. Please understand, if they're telling you that they need to do something, and they're a person that does what they need to do 98, 96% of the time, then guess what? They're not asking for your permission. They'd like to ask for your sign-on. They'd like to ask for your input, but they do not need your permission. Plus that, if you guys are in a hole, be it financially or whatever, you didn't get in that hole by yourself, okay? You got in that hole together. You're now in that hole together. If you find yourself, because finance is one of the number one reasons that people end up separating, divorcing, and having other issues, that along with, you know, kids and health issues and things like that, understand that you need to work together to fix these things, all right? All of the responsibility should not be on any one individual. And that responsibility, that effort, that physical effort and that mental effort should be 50-50. Somebody once told me that if you want to succeed in life, you have to give 100%. If the person that you're dealing with wants to succeed in life, they need to give 100%. All of you people that are talking about, well, if he goes this far, I'll go this far. Well, if he puts in 30%, I'm only putting in 30%. You both are setting yourselves up for failure. You're setting yourselves up for failure in a miserable and very hurtful and very disappointing and aggravating way. You both need to be giving 100%. All right? It's not if you do this, I'll do this. If you do this, I'll do that. And ladies, if that's the situation, or guys, if that's the situation that you've been putting your significant other in, trust me, you're probably getting close to walking a thin line with them. You're probably going to get to the point when that person's going to go, wow, how come I'm doing all these hours? How come I'm putting all this effort in and somebody else isn't doing as much? And I know that's a perception, but if you're not standing there tooth and nail with that person, working those late shifts, doing that late hours, putting in that extra time, doing those extra things that that person considers to be that extra bit, or meeting them there, in the end, ladies and gentlemen, you really don't have any right to say that it's half yours or half of their success is because of you, because half of their success isn't because of you. Again, they did not need permission to work late on a report. They did not need permission to write something. They did not need permission to think up an idea. They did not need permission to decide to go back to school. Again, that's a buy-in. It's a relationship. It's not a hard deal contract. It's not anything that legally binds you to share information. Relationships, like life, are hard. If you want to succeed in life, you need to give 110%. If you want to succeed in your relationship, you need to give 100% or 110%. And the both of you need to meet in the middle, because guess what? At any given time, we may believe we're giving 100%, but we're really only giving 70. All right? So if that other person is giving 130, then guess what? Now you still have that 100%. You still have that 200%. And then some days that person may not be able to give 100%. I'm not saying that we can all give 100% all the time. We all go through our own little emotional roller coasters, not only with the people that we care about, but just in life in general. However, you need to have a united front when you go forward. You need to have a united front when you deal with something. What was his name? Bryant Tracy, I believe it was. Bryant Tracy said that his main concern with him is having his home in order. And he said, because if his home life is in order, then everything else always balances out. That means that his home life, for him, is his rock, all right? It's his anchor. It's the thing that keeps him going. It's the thing that allows him to have the strength, the energy, the courage, and the faith to move forward and do the things that he needs to do. for all of you that may not know Brian Tracy, the guy is a multimillionaire. He has a very happy life. He has a very happy family. He has very bright kids, all of the above. It doesn't matter whether he's white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Korean. It doesn't matter his sex. It doesn't matter his ethnicity. What matters is his belief, in himself, his belief in his family, because he understands that, guess what? If you hand him a phone and tell him make 20,000 calls, he's going to make 20,000 calls. He's not making 20,000 calls because he cares who's on the other line. He's not making 20,000 calls because he cares what the other person thinks. He believes in what he's doing, and he's sharing that message with as many people as he possibly can, so that in the end, when his family needs something, he can provide for them. Ladies and gentlemen, please stop caring about what the world thinks. Care about what you think and about what the people in your world think. And then do the things so that, guess what, you can be that anchor for everybody else. You can be that positive voice, that positive thought, that positive expression. You can help that family that's in need. You can help your own family that's in need. Again, we can only help anybody so much. However, if you're not in a position to help anybody, no matter how good your heart is, if you don't have it financially, if you don't have it mentally, if you don't have it physically, you can't do it. You know, today I had the pleasure of being invited to the Tuskegee Airmen's annual ceremony in the Washington, D.C. metro area. I was honored to be there with those Tuskegee Airmen. And these are men that went through a whole lot more problems, stress, drama, and all of that than 99% of us walking the streets today. They dealt with racism on a whole nother level. They dealt with ignorance on a whole nother level. However, I'm sitting there with guys that can barely stand up, however, because of their age and other things. But however, they're there. They're being honored. They're proud of the fact that they were Tuskegee Airmen. They're proud that they were part of history. They're proud of the fact that they were able to integrate the United States Air Force with black flyers. And it's not just the Tuskegee Airmen that flew. It's also the support staff. I had the great honor to meet a gentleman by the name of Mr. DeFore. His daughter's name is Darlene DeFore. Great lady. This lady is not even 5 foot tall. This lady is one of the highest ranking women in jiu-jitsu, and she's actually got a PhD and is a very nice, very kind young lady. But I was actually there with her. I met another gentleman, a Mr. Woods. I met another gentleman, and he's a former Tuskegee Airman. I met a Mr. Woods. I met a Mr. Kilpatrick. I met a whole bunch of different people, and it was an honor to be there. And don't get me wrong, but I'm a United States Marine, 22 years retired, CWO3. But I was honored to be in the presence of these men, because these men created, they were history. They created history. I got to talk with them. I got to interact with them. All right? Please understand, too, that none of us get there alone. There's somebody that sacrificed. There's somebody that stepped up before most of us were even born and did things that we still wouldn't do today. You know, I hear people all the time talk about, shoot, that would have never happened to me. It would have happened to you, and it would have happened to you in spades if it wasn't for that person before you that stepped up so that it doesn't happen to you now. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a dream, live it. If you have a goal, reach for it. Matter of fact, don't reach for that goal. Don't reach for that dream. Reach past that goal and past that dream. How you say, what's that thing? If you reach for the stars and you only get to the moon, you've got a lot farther than anybody else. Your life can be a dream come true, or it can be a nightmare. However, please remember that you play an active role in whether that is going to happen or that is not going to happen. Okay, there's some people that aren't liking what I'm saying right now. I don't mean any disrespect. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. I don't mean to put you out there. But I do mean to try to express to you that you need to open your eyes and see what's real. Because in the end, nobody's going to feed you. Nobody's going to clothe you. Nobody's going to take care of you. Hello, we are in one of the worst economical and financial times in our life. If you're thinking that what you're doing now is good enough, you are sadly mistaken, especially if you earn a salary, okay, and you live from paycheck to paycheck, which is what most people do, all right? If you don't have a year's worth of salary to fall back on right now, you've got a lot of work to do. If you go someplace and go, wow, I don't want to leave, guess what? You've got a whole lot of work to do. Why? Because you and I both know you better leave, because if you don't get to that job tomorrow or next week or whenever it is that your vacation is over or your weekend is over, you're going to be in severe and grave trouble. So with that said, I have an honest question for you. Again, do you have 3 months worth of salary put away, 4 months worth of salary put away, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years? If you don't, any of us, we've got a lot of work to do. You cannot afford to be sitting in front of your television watching somebody that's dead and gone live their life. You cannot afford to be sitting looking at a newspaper reading about some knucklehead that has done heinous things to women, other men, children, or whatever. You're not helping. You're not doing anything positive. All you are is a spectator. Life is not a spectator sport. And guess what? Oprah's success will not help you. It will only help you. It will only help Oprah. However, Oprah is in a position where she could help any one of you. As this one lady said to me that works for the government, she said she went home to go see her family, and her family was talking a bunch of crap, and she told them, I can buy and sell any one of you. Now, this young lady happens to really be on the ball. Whether she can actually buy or sell any of them, I have no idea. But I do know that this young lady is not only educated, this young lady also has a nest egg. This lady does take care of herself. This lady is, you know, a person that saves and puts away and invests, and she has a plan. Most of us don't have a plan. What's that saying? Most of us do more planning for our vacation than we do for our retirement, all right? Most people do more planning on stuff that doesn't matter and planning for people that don't matter than they do for people that do matter, all right? It really annoys me when I get somebody and I ask them, can you do this, this, and this? And they go, well, I don't know these people. Well, I don't understand why you would want me to do this. Well, I need more information. Just as, what was the Nike commercial? How about just do it? How about getting involved? How about stop trying to make excuses as to why you can't do the next thing? Understand that you not doing the next thing is going to affect you. It's going to affect your relationships. It's going to affect you mentally, emotionally, socially. All right? It's going to affect you in ways that are far more important than what that idiot on the other side of the phone, the other side of the room, or the other side of the country may think. Plus that, if you're providing a service to somebody and they actually get it, they're going to be so thankful that you bothered them, that you called them, that you shared this with them, whatever it is, that they're going to be thankful to you for life. Which is more important? Which is more important? Taking initiative does not mean being pushy, obnoxious, or aggressive. It does mean recognizing our responsibilities to make things happen. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, many people wait for something to happen or for someone to take care of them. But people who end up with the good jobs are the proactive ones who are solution motivated. They have solutions for the problems, not problems for themselves. Those are the people who seize initiative to do whatever is necessary and consistent with connecting and the connection of principles to get the job done. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move forward in our lives. In the greatest literature of all progressive society, love is a verb. Reactive and positive people make it a feeling. Okay? They're driven by feelings. Hollywood has emotion, has generated and hundreds of scripts to us in that belief, and we are responsible. We are the products of our feelings, but the Hollywood script does not describe the reality. If our feelings and control, if our feelings control our actions, it is because we have advocated our responsibilities. We need to empower them to do what we need to do. Proactive people, again, make love a verb. Love is something that you do. The sacrifice that you make, the giving of yourself, like a mother bringing birth into life, into the world, a new child. If you want to study love, study those who sacrifice for others, even for people who offend or do not love them in return. We're not just talking about you. We're talking about developing a better you so that you can help create other people. Another excellent way to become more self-aware regarding our own degree of productivity and proactivity is to look at where we focus our time and our energy. The problems that we face fall into one of three areas: direct control, problems involving our own behaviors; indirect control, problems involving other people's behaviors; or no control, or problems we can do something about, or problems we can do nothing about, which is our past and situational reality. I can't change the past. You can't change the past. As they say, it is what it is. We need to move on. We need to develop. We need to grow. And we need to be the people that we were meant to be. Whether a problem is direct, indirect, or no control, we have our own hands, the first step to the solution, changing our ability, changing our methods for our methods of influence, and changing the way we see our not controlled problems are within all of us, and we can change our circle of influence. Look around you and look at the people that you're associating with. If they're not positive people, those are people that you don't need to associate with. And I mean, if you're watching TV and it's not positive, if you're reading books and they're not positive, you're creating associations. Those associations may not speak to you. They don't even see you. But you're associating. You're bringing that negativity into your life. You're bringing that negativity into your world. And you're experiencing that negativity and sharing it with others. Let's find positive outlooks. Let's share positive outlooks and positive things with our children, with those around us. If you've got negativity around you, remove it. If you're not moving forward to produce the things that you need to produce for the people that care about you, then you need to reevaluate what you're doing and you need to move forward. With that said, I'm going to get off of this particular subject. I hope that I get some feedback on this. I hope that people are listening. I hope you're paying attention, and I hope that you find value in this. And if you don't find value in this, maybe you ought to really look in the window, look in the mirror, and see if what you're seeing is real or if it's a fantasy. All right? Thank you very much, everybody, for your time. Today is now. Let's do the things that we need to do so we can have the life that we want to have. Let's stop making excuses and blaming the world for the things that the world has done to us when we've only done them to ourselves. With that said, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. Please share the show with other people, and we hope to have you again. We're honored to have you as our listeners.
First, I'm going to show you the dance, then I'm going to get back to this rap.
I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cam'ron and Bill O'Reilly.